American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. Maybe you're like me, you want to use an app or play a game on your computer or smartphone, and it invites you to sign in with Facebook. What happens when you click that blue button? This week, we talked to one expert about some of the good things and some of the not-so-good things that occur when you use the social media giant.
If you're not careful, you can open up the whole encyclopedia about you if you're not watching what you're sharing.
That's Kevin Ells. We'll talk to him about Facebook, who uses your data, and what you can do about it on this week's American Cafe. We've all done it. You see the cool app on your smartphone or on your computer, and you want to use it. You click on it, and you have a choice. Create a new profile or, hey, log in with Facebook. But what happens when you do that? Do you end up sharing data you might not want with the app makers? And what do they do with that information? For one perspective, I talked with Kevin Ells. Now, he works for a company that developed what's known as the eBlocker, a plug-and-play interface that helps with IP anonymization and ad blocking. He started out by saying that Facebook has cleaned up its act a lot since recent revelations about the consultancy firm Cambridge Analytica, the 2016 U.S. presidential election, and Facebook user profiles.
It's fairly safe. You just got to be careful you read the small print, because you're really opening up those apps to have access to data that's on Facebook about you. But if you're not careful, you can open up the whole encyclopedia about you if you're not watching what you're sharing. So they do make it somewhat clear that you're either sharing personal information or private information and what they can do on behalf of you. So you really just don't push yes without reading a little bit of the small print, and they do tend to make it a little small about, are you sharing just your demographic information like your name, your age, your location, or are you sharing more than that, like your posts, your likes, the apps you use with other apps? So it is a case of be careful what you share, and then also go back and take a look underneath the hood on what actually is set up with those apps. So in some cases, they say they will capture some of your information, and Facebook says they can have some of that information, but it's really up to them what they do with the information once they've got it. So you have to keep that in consideration on what they're going to do. One of the things I think is the most important that you take care of is their ability to post on behalf of you. So they can put things on your timeline without your knowledge. You may not be aware it's there unless you're keeping up on Facebook every day. And they can therefore represent you if you're not too careful. So there's lots of features now in Facebook. They have made it a lot easier to monitor what these apps are doing. But in a nutshell, just be careful. It is fairly safe, but you got to monitor what and who you're trusting to work with your data.
There was a rather dramatic moment during Mark Zuckerberg's testimony on Capitol Hill where one of the questioners held up the terms of service, and it was about as thick as a ream of paper, and the questioner said, do you really expect people to read through all of this, particularly younger people, teenagers, or people who are on Facebook for the first time who might not be computer savvy? Are they more at risk?
I would say they're more at risk because they just accept that's the way it is. They've grown up in a generation of the yes, like, click, accept terms of service, and when the button comes up, do you trust the computer or this computer, they tend to click yes and don't even question it. They're so used to that's just the way it is. So I would say yes, that the younger generation is definitely more susceptible to this because they're less, they trust everything. And you really should be more wary of it because, as you know, not everybody is trustworthy, especially some organizations out there. And I think our data is one of the most important things. Our privacy is not something to be just taken for granted.
What about in the era where the FCC had a ruling recently about major internet service providers and what they can do and not do with your data? Is that entering into this, particularly for Americans, or what does this mean for a worldwide audience?
So it's changing from country to country. We have, I should say that the Europeans certainly have some new rules on data protection coming up starting I guess it's May now, so starting this month, on what they can do with the data, and if your ability to know what they have on you, and actually your choice for them to have to get rid of that. We don't have those kind of rules over here. And really, when you think about it, everything you communicate to from your home computer is going out through your internet service provider. And at this point, they have actually all the right in the world, legally, to have access to that information. You're going through their system. Now, I don't think it's the right thing, and I think you need to be wary about the fact that if they wanted to monitor what you're doing, they could. And what's in it for them on sharing this information? So I do think it is something we definitely need to keep an eye on. I think the Europeans are more than one or two steps ahead of us on what they're doing over there to make laws to protect people and their privacy.
What are some steps that people can take? Let's say parents of teenagers or people who are new to Facebook or to using things like Facebook or Google or Snapchat. What are some things they can do to protect themselves?
Slow down on signing up for every app that comes across your desk every day. Now, every time you push that accept button, it's from an unknown source, you're increasing the chance that there's going to be one bad guy in there. Take a little time, and it really doesn't take much time to go to your activity log inside Facebook. It's on in the column right on the right-hand side. It says activity log or settings, and go through there and review. Watch what's being shared about you, who has access to your information, and what these apps that you're authorizing, what rights you gave them. And it doesn't take very long to go through and do it. It's really, I did it recently. I just said, switch them all off. I don't need the apps to log in. I just stopped using them. The convenience wasn't worth the risk, so it wasn't too hard for me to put my name and a password in versus clicking a Facebook button and knowing that every time I do anything now, that information on that site is also being shared with Facebook and also potentially shared with other vendors as well. So it's up to you, convenience versus peace of mind, and I'm going to go with peace of mind.
What about things like setting up a VPN, a virtual private network? That's a step that a lot of people might not be willing to take because they're like, well, I want Wi-Fi, I want to hook up to the net, and I've got Wi-Fi in my house, and I don't want to go an extra step.
Yeah, you know what? It's one extra step that doesn't really take too long, and once you've done it, it kind of just runs in the background. The value of that, you can do it vice versa. I can be here in my home in Los Angeles, use a VPN, and pretend I'm in New York City. That way, the data trackers don't know. I look different every time I come online, so they don't start seeing everything that comes from my house. They see it coming from a different house or a different location every time. And what I'm kind of doing, a way of putting it, is I'm erasing my fingerprints. Your home computer has a fingerprint, has a unique identifiable pattern. The browser, the location, the IP address, the fonts you're using, the video card, it all combined together makes a unique fingerprint of your computer. And whenever you're using it, different providers and different websites can see that it's the same computer. So you're basically leaving these breadcrumbs around the internet of where you've been. By using a VPN or a virtual private network, you can pretend you're in a different location every time, and it throws them off. Just the fact you're in a different location makes the computer completely different than where it was before. You can also do things like erasing your cookies, running in protected mode. There's lots of different factors that can add up. But one of the best ones is the VPN, especially if you want to hide your path or hide your information from your ISP, because now it's being encrypted and the ISP or your local service provider does not get to see your information. It's going through a private tunnel, as they call it.
That's Kevin Ells of eBlocker. Now, he added that Facebook and Google are becoming more transparent in how they gather your data and what they do with it. But it's the smaller apps, he says, to be aware of. As the saying goes, if the app is free, you're the product. His perspective is only one on this issue. What's yours? If you would like to comment on this program, visit our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. You can find previous episodes of our program on our VOA webpage, voanews.com. Until next time, I'm David Byrd. Thanks for listening.